Right. Chris, go.
So, for those who don't know me, I work at Queen Mary, and we are part of the worldwide LHC computing grid to analyse data from CERN. So I'm going to quickly skim through some of the stuff we do. There's rather a lot of data. The cross-section, as most of you probably know, the Higgs was discovered last year and got the Nobel Prize this year, and this is my small part in it. So I should have mirrored the displays. Because I'm looking at the wrong... Right, let's go. Honestly. Let me mirror the displays. Yeah, that's better. And then 10^24, 768. Magic. Okay. This is the cross section for proton-proton collisions. It's about 10^7 nanobarns. This is the cross section for the Higgs down here. So standard model, as discovered about 40 years ago. Higgs, right down there, there's 10 orders of magnitude. The data rate coming out of one of the detectors is 40 terabytes per second. Most of that is thrown away, and 200 megabytes per second is recorded. So finding the Higgs is like finding a needle in a haystack. And requires an awful lot of computing resources. Even if people would have paid for it all to be at CERN, the practicalities of getting the electricity to the site are quite difficult. So they decided to go for a distributed computing model. You collect the data here. The online system throws most of it away. And then it is distributed out to various Tier 1 centres, Rutherford Appleton Lab in the UK, and from then to various Tier 2 sites, and Queen Mary is one of those. The data transfer, to give you some idea of Queen Mary, is peaking at about 500 terabytes a month. The total resources in the UK, there are 19 sites, there's about 35,000 CPUs, 21 petabytes of disk. Queen Mary has about 10% of that. So this is bound not to work. But hey. So, data taking started in 2000, a little bit of data, lots of optimization in 2010. In 2011, in a day, they collected as much data as they collected in the entirety of 2010. And in 2012, they increased the energy from 7 to 8 TeV and collected huge amounts more data. And that is the small signal that they got to find the Higgs. And that is my lot, essentially. We've got some quite cool stuff. That's an overview of the sort of data we're analysing. We've got this federated distributed system, which I don't have time to talk to you about, but maybe next time. And that's it from me. Any questions? Next.
So how is this relevant to Debian?
So we are currently using, most of the sites are using Scientific Linux. the software is in Debian Unstable and Debian Test, or many of the parts are in Debian Stable and testing. There is a certain desire, particularly from the funding bodies, to demonstrate that this is not just useful for pure science, but this has impact on science and society. So if people have use cases that make use of this knowledge that we have, want to collaborate and participate, and you know, Debian would be one thing that perhaps could do that, come and talk to me at some point over the weekend, and we can see if there's a possibility. But as you see, you would only get a tiny share of our resources, but a tiny share of quite a large pie is quite interesting. The other thing that would be, there's a certain amount of this software it could do that is quite interesting and does quite a lot of useful stuff. It could do with being improved, but it does, you know, it is there, and distributing things over a large number of sites is something that we can do.